Mick O'Connor, interview training CV writing specialist with Slieneagh at Careers Athlone in County Westmeath. Mick, one of your specialities comes from your own background as a member of the Irish Defence Forces, and where you've done a lot of work professionally in the HR side of the Defence Forces, and also lots of work with clients seeking, since you've left the Defence Forces, seeking to gain employment in there. What are the key issues people should bear in mind from preparing for interviews in the defence and uniformed forces?
The present situation is that interviews carried out by the defence forces are primarily competency based. That is, if you're going to join as a general recruit, or whether you go into the cadetships, or even, you know, when you're serving within the Defence Forces and you're going for promotion, the competency-based interviews are the norm. And I think it's important that people, you know, when they get the instructions or they get the details about the interview that they're are going to approach, the competencies that they're going to be asked on are outlined. So it's important then that they kind of take a step back, they look at each competency, and they see how they are going to impress the interview board, like with what they have done, you know, under each competency. And that entails, you know, going through each element and working out a narrative, giving experiences like how they, you know, show their leadership, demonstrate their management abilities, demonstrate planning abilities, and so on.
And do people, before you meet them, have a good appreciation of that, or is that something that's underdeveloped by and large?
By and large, it's because it's becoming more common, I think people are more aware of it than they were heretofore. You know, I'm surprised that when, you know, people do come to me, you know, that they have a lot of background work done, you know, so that they are familiar with they are up to speed with what they're going to face in an interview situation. But then you want to hone their skill sets then, like, to be able to be able to present themselves and prove to the board that's interviewing them, like, that they have experiences, like, under all the competencies which they're going to be asked about.
To what extent can they draw their private lives, their personal lives, their hobbies and that kind of stuff in? Do you focus in big on that?
I do, in particular, yeah, because, drawing from the private lives, you know, shows how developed and how all-round a person can be. You can you compress everything into your military career if you're a serving member, but I think it's important, like, that you have to be, if you can show to the board, like, that you're equally adept at, at living outside of an army environment, you know, contributing to your home life and your community life. And, you know, you would find that there will be examples where you get involved with organizations outside of the army, like, where, you know, you're using your competencies and your skill sets there, you know, and they translate very well across into an interview situation.
Okay, thank you, Mick. Mick is a career coach with Slieneagh at Careers in Athlone in County Westmeath. Prepares people for CVs, cover letters, interview training, mock interviews in all sectors, and particularly in the specialist area from his own career in the Irish Defence Forces. You can contact Mick directly on 09064 03003 or by emailing him at mick@slieneagh.com.